The Astros went to Buffalo, New York, and faced the Toronto Blue Jays, and it was a tale of three pitchers. Two pitchers did really good. One pitcher threw way too many strikes, if that's a thing, and the offense was hot and too cold, and then too hot again, and we'll talk about this and more on this Locked On Astros podcast. Stick around.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can I find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive. Win another series. Always Stros.
All right. And if you want to hear more Astros talk or more baseball talk, why don't you go listen to Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully. Every day for the Locked On MLB podcast, he looks at not just the current MLB, not just about the foreign substance that every pitcher is using apparently across baseball, but he talks about the past and present and the future. He has guest interviews, routine checkups, and Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcast, and don't forget that you can subscribe to the Locked On Astros podcast on YouTube, guys. We're on y'all YouTube, and we're there every day, guys. So go subscribe, go click the like, and give us a thumbs up. And we're trying to do this daily, and we're enjoying doing it. And guys, you can interact with us as well. So I forgot, I got to go to chat room, and y'all can go ahead and go and ask us some questions during the show, and we can go ahead and address them. And always, we'll try to get to every question. We can't promise we'll get to everything, but we'll do our best. And don't forget to, you can listen to our podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey Podcasts, and Spotify. Wherever you get your podcast, just say you want to listen to Locked On Astros podcast, and we'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, we have grown to 353 subscribers. We are growing. It seems like someone's adding us to their subscribe list every day. And we really want you to do that. If you've subscribed, do yourself and ourselves a favor and share it with two or three friends and let them know that we are here for you post game, especially the early games. We get on a little bit earlier, the late games. Hey, you might as well stay up late and hang out with us and watch us break down the game. And like Eric said, we could feature your comment. You could hear your name broadcast all over the world from Locked On Astros.
All right. So I guess the featured game for tonight would have to be Friday's game. That was the epic game. That was the one where the Astros scored, 13 runs on 6 hits. Zach Greinke pitched a complete game. It was his first time he pitched a complete game. It's in 4 years since 2017. And this was, what else happened in 2017? I forgot what else happened.
Something about a little championship in Houston that is much discussed to this day. Actually, it's talked about more from Dodgers fans than it is Astros fans, which is quite sad because you would think after being the reigning champs, that would be enough to keep your mouth shut on it.
Yeah, so the Astros had 16 hits in that game. I don't know why I keep on thinking.
That's okay. Toronto had 6 hits. Yeah, you were looking at the box score. That's okay. 6 hits, 16 hits. We basically crushed them, man. In that game, Eric, you mentioned that Miles Straw 3-for-4. He's been getting a lot of grief, and I think there is some decent amount of criticism that needs to go towards any major league player that's out there, because if we wouldn't be commentators if we didn't talk about the good and the bad. But overall, he had a great game. I mean, 3-for-4, you can't deny that. 2-for-4 from Gurriel, 3-for-6 from Diaz, and we'll get to him later. Correa 2-for-5, Altuve 2-for-5, and Correa got player of the game from AT&T Sports Next. He had 2 home runs. But after the game, I just took the liberty. Do you recall who I named co-players of the game?
You forgot already? It was Martin Maldonado with his grand slam, because that was a big, epic one. And so, that was a big one, especially at the time. That really kind of broke open the game. And Miles Straw had a 3-hit game. And You also had Ledesma Diaz, who actually got hit. Well, no, he got hit in Saturday's game, I believe. And we'll talk about
that. He got hit yesterday's game, yeah.
Yes. So that was an unfortunate situation. And we'll have to talk about, I know that Lou and Clark Cables wants us to talk a little bit about letting Springer walk. And he hasn't played that much with the Blue Jays. But unfortunately, we heard a lot of booing toward that was directed to Jose Altuve. So, Blue Jays fans, I hope that you are directing those boos towards George Springer, because it's very well, much well documented that Altuve was not the one who was using the trash can scheme.
You know,
George Springer was the second or third one. I think he was near the top of the ones who was using the trash can banning scheme the most.
Yeah, not to camp out on this because it's an old and tired theme, I know, for a lot of our fans. But I'll just say this. No offense to this, because I'm actually part Canadian by blood. But some of these Toronto fans need to read. They need to read articles, and they need to do some research. Rather than clickbait social media, they need to actually look into, like, okay, why are you booing? Are you booing the name on the jersey? If so, boo 1 through 9. Whatever.
I didn't hear them booing everybody. I know.
They're just
booing Altuve.
That's my point. And this whole false narrative of Altuve as this villain. And I figured out this is why he's the villain. Because he's the nicest freaking guy on the team. Because he's the shortest guy on the team. Because most of those people feel like they could talk crap to Altuve if they saw him in real life. But if that was Alvarez, I don't know. I'm just saying.
He got MVP that season too. So everybody's like, oh, well, he benefited. From that, you won the World Series. You got MVP. You cheated it out from Aaron Judge. Now Judge can never get the MVP again. So whatever.
Aaron Judge still got new teeth, or I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah. So speaking of which, Jose Altuve all of a sudden has become this leadoff home run hitter, and he did it again today. I don't want to fast forward to today's game yet too much, but Zach Greinke in that game, he only threw 4 pitches in the first inning. That's legendary. And like, there's not too many people that can actually pull that off. In the first 6 innings, he only threw 66 pitches. So I was pretty much thinking that he was probably going to throw a complete game. And especially with how the bullpen's been going, I know every Astros fan was out there saying, Greinke, Zach, my boy, go ahead and go out there and throw this complete game.
He almost ended the game with 100 pitches. You know, I mean, that would have been sweet. On the 100th pitch, strike him out and you're done. Yeah, what a masterful performance by him. And, Martin Maldonado did hit that grand slam, but he also added another RBI. And what was cool was I tweeted out the co-players of the game, and guess who liked the tweet? Machete himself. And so that was really cool. You gotta recognize these guys, especially when they're struggling at the plate. And Martin Maldonado has sneaky power, and I've said that ever since he's been on this team, Eric. When he gets a hold of the ball doesn't have a chance to stand on the ballpark if it's in the air. And so that was great. And I don't know about you, you and I had talked about this on the locker room, but man, does this field feel smaller? Or what? I mean, yeah, it just seemed like balls were hopping out of there.
It's so weird to see the freeway, but like in outfield, it just feels. I know it's a minor league park, and
it's almost like the Colts Stadium where they used to play years ago in Houston before the dome. You could see the highway in the background.
Right. So it was just a weird. It felt like Astros felt right at home on Friday, and then on game two, it just felt like the Blue Jays had kind of taken all the momentum, and it just felt like maybe. The Astros needed to find some way to kind of break their addictive to bad swinging bad pitches or something. Like they needed something like Lucy.co.
Okay, so Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors: wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate, and hey. We're going to address that question here in a second. Lucy was also, they have lozenges and cherry ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA available, so you can use your FSA card to purchase at lucy.now. So here we go. It's 2021, so get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw away your dip, and go get some Lucy nicotine gum. Locked On now is offering a special code. If you type in Locked On College, you get 20% off all your products on your first order. That's right. Now, one of the things you got to understand is that this does contain addictive chemicals. Nicotine is an addictive drug. And so be aware of that when you are using the Lucy gum or lozenges. Go to lucyco.com.
All righty. So I know that speaking of addiction, Jose Urquidy has an addiction sometimes to throwing strikes. And as a pitcher, sometimes that's a good thing. But in this case, on Saturday, Urquidy was throwing things too much in the strike zone. And Dusty Baker addressed that after the game. He said that he was throwing the balls too much in the strike zone. And unfortunately, he just got hit around a little bit. And sometimes it's a good thing. But unfortunately, that situation, it was just not good for Urquidy that day. And he only lasted 4 1/3 innings. It was one of his worst starts of the year. And I'm not too worried about that. He 4 1/3 innings. He allowed 6 earned runs, 9 hits, no walks. And that's because he was throwing. I remember he went in like 3 or 4 batters before he threw his first ball in that game.
Well, Martin Maldonado was getting onto him because he was hanging a lot of pitches, and it wasn't that he was throwing strikes. It was where the strikes were landing. You know, if you're Greg Maddux and you're throwing strikes, you're painting the corners, right. You're hitting the top, the bottom, the corner of the zone. He wasn't doing that. I always tell young pitchers when they're developing, your job is not to get strikeouts or outs. Your job is to throw strikes. Now, when you get to the big leagues, your job is to throw strikes, but try to throw them in a way that the big leaguers swing and miss. You know, kind of like they were throwing straight fastballs to Devers. And right. I don't know if you saw this when he left, and I think they were playing the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. They gave him a fastball like the Astros had been giving him, and he absolutely crushed it in the second tank in Yankee Stadium. They were like, I don't know what Devers did between the last series and this with Houston, but he found out how to hit the fastball again. And, you know, Urquidy was just leaving them out. They were just meat pitches. And this lineup is too powerful and has too many strong bats, even guys that haven't hit a ton of home runs, to be giving them stuff over the middle of the plate. So Martin was getting on to him, you know?
Right. Here's what Baker said. He was finding too much of a plate. If he has a problem sometimes, it's throwing too many strikes. He hung a slider to Guerrero, and the ball was supposed to be away, and it came back. That was kind of story. He was just throwing too many strikes. So that's it. So I don't want to talk too much about this. I do want to – I know somebody was talking about the whole Chaz versus Miles Straw. I don't know if people understand this, but Miles Straw is batting like 300 in the past X amount of games. This guy has really started to play better baseball. Now, what he is struggling with is making smart decisions like that that play at home plate where he didn't slide, even though Carlos Correa was telling him, slide.
Now, I found out, you know, Carlos Correa was blocked by the umpire, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I think Baker said that. Baker said that the umpire was kind of in front of Correa. Correa didn't realize it. But like we had talked about, in that play, you would think that you would slide anyway because of how fast the ball got into the outfield.
And so, this is the second time that Lourdes Gurriel has thrown him out this season. So you would think that you would know your recent history. It wasn't that long ago. It was the beginning of May that they played the Blue Jays. So you know that they know that this happened. So I know Miles Straw has all the speed in the world, but you got to make better decisions. And then we saw Chaz McCormick hit a home run again today. This dude is playing good baseball. Chaz McCormick has been filling in for Michael Brantley, who should be coming back on Tuesday. That is the good news. I know we need to address Ledmus Diaz in a second, but a lot of people are saying, what about Chaz McCormick versus Straw? I still don't think there's a big decision there. I think that I don't know who's going to get the call up. I think right now it is going to be Michael Brantley because they didn't make a roster move before today's game. They played a player short today. So with the Ledmus Diaz going on the IL, he's going to miss. Let's go and talk about it. So in Saturday's game, he got hit in the back of the hand, a la Jeff Bagwell. And we all remember those days when Jeff Bagwell would get hit in the back of the hand. And that's why he started wearing that little pad in the back of his hand, just because he kept on getting hit there. And so Ledmus Diaz, after the game, they said it could be just a contusion. But unfortunately, it was a little more contusion. It was a fractured hand or whatever. So he's going to be out two months. So the Astros could be without their most versatile utility guy since Marwin Gonzalez. He's played every position except for catcher and pitcher. What else? Center field. He's basically been all over the diamond, and I don't think there's anybody at the major league level, the minor league level, that is ready to take over for Ledmus Diaz.
So here's the question. Does Diaz being out 6-8 weeks speed up series promotion? Is there more of a dire need? It may speed it up. That Kev Martinez asked, and that may be something worth considering, because, right now, here's the thing. When Brantley comes back, another thing that Mitch Martinez pointed out was that they both have 19 RBIs between McCormick and Straw, and McCormick has far fewer at bats with those 19 RBIs. So that means his production RBIs is a little bit faster. So do you platoon those two guys and then bring up Siri to come off the bench, or is that hurting him if he comes up and he's not getting a lot of playing time? You see what I'm saying?
If Siri's coming up, he's coming up to be everyday guy. I think it depends on how they value him.
Right.
Yeah. So, if they value him as an everyday player and somebody who's going to be somebody, a top prospect, I don't know if they value him like that, but if they want him to play every day, because if they see him as a future center fielder, then yeah, they want him to come up and play. So he's not going to be a bench player. I don't think that they see Chaz McCormick as an everyday player. That's why they're able to put him on the bench. But if they see Jose Siri as an everyday player, then they want him to play. So if he's coming up, they want him to have a spot in the lineup. And that means they're moving on from Miles Straw. So I don't know if I know the answer to that question. But Dusty Baker said somebody else has to step up. This gives somebody else a chance to prove themselves and add to their value to the club. I don't know if you can replace what Diaz does. Everybody else has to pick up more slack and do more themselves. That's bottom line. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. I can't tell you that right now. We're going to have to come together closer and tighter than we are.
And, what stinks, Eric, is the kind of season that Diaz is having at the plate. I mean, he has contributed a lot. He has been a key part of several wins. And, I mean, he plays everywhere in the field. Wherever you ask him to go, he goes. Right here, Thomas Rodriguez Jr. says, Straw should be our utility player at this point. And, I wouldn't have an issue with that. Here's the thing, Miles Straw, Chaz McCormick, guys like that, Jose Siri, if he comes up, they basically need to have the mentality that like Luis Garcia has when he's asked about being a starter or being a bullpen guy. Okay. And we'll get to that later, but they just need to have that mentality. They need to do whatever they're willing to do in order to basically get some playing time. You can get into kind of a bottleneck situation where it's kind of hard to know who to start. It's like, to me, it's like play your hot hand. I mean, if right now Miles Straw is hitting the cover off the ball, not necessarily technically hitting the cover off the ball, but he's going 3-for-4. If he's going 1-for-3, he's doing that. The base running still needs to be cleaned up, right? But Chaz McCormick, he made an amazing catch today in left field, Eric. He was running back on a ball that was a laser, and he jumped up right at the warning track and basically just like crashed into the wall. And what was funny was right before he was in the game, who was in left field? Yordan Alvarez. They moved Miles Straw to center field. They put Chaz McCormick in left. What would have happened to Yordan Alvarez had he had to make a catch like that? Would have it ended well? You're still kind of worried about his knees and stuff, but it was great that Chaz McCormick was there at the right place at the right time, making a great defensive stab.
Yeah, So yeah, you've got to have players like Chaz McCormick on the team. And so, I mean, somebody was asking about Toro. I do believe that Toro's just returning from injury himself. So he's got to have time to kind of get back in the swing of things at the AAA level. So he's got to take some time, but does that mean they're not going to bring him up? Yeah, they could bring him up. I think that we have Robel Garcia up. He can kind of fill in the role of the utility guy in infield. And yes, you can bring up Siri and then have Miles Straw be your everyday, your kind of your super utility guy in outfield, I guess. I don't know. It's up to Dusty Baker, but right now Michael Brantley is going to be coming off. Well, that's what the plan is. For him to come off and kind of on Tuesday. So I think that's kind of the plan for right now. So you know what? I really didn't have dinner and I'm really hungry. You know, it'd be great, a Built Bar right now. And I got a whole box full of Built Bars the other day. So tell us a little bit about Built Bar.
Dude, slam a couple of those Built Bars, take a commercial break and go off camera and grab you a coconut, almond, cherry, raspberry, whatever. I don't even know what flavors you have. Maybe you have the birthday cake. Maybe you have the grasshopper, which is actually really good. The mint chocolate chip, the cookie dough chunk. I mean, just the sky's the limit with this. And let me tell you, if you eat other protein bars, you need to apologize to your whole system now and your workout plan now and just throw them away and go get Built Bars. Because right now what you can do is you can go to builtbar.com and you can use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, to get 15% off your order. Let me just tell you why. This like profile of what they offer, 17 to 19 grams of protein in every bar, 130 to 180 calories in every bar, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams of net carbs, whether you're on the keto diet, whether you're looking to lose or maintain weight, this is a perfect snack. Pre-workout, post-workout, during the day, like I do, middle of the morning, middle of the afternoon, Built Bar. So go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your first order.
All right. And speaking of betting on future players, let's talk about betting online, betonline.ag.
BetOnline is they are the online sportsbook experts, and they are the fastest and easiest way to get in on all your sports action. Whether you're betting on UFC, whether you're betting on the Floyd Mayweather fight with that YouTube guy, whatever his name is, James Charles, I don't know who he is. I don't know who these guys are, these fly-by-night stars. NBA right now is in the semifinals. Go bet on that. Will James Harden make it to the finals? Will him and KD win a title? Because LeBron's out, right? Before the next pitch, the next Astros game, head over to Bet Online on your laptop and mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up bonuses, and cool it and your contest information. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their runs in the playoffs. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your sportsbook experts. Use a promo code Locked On.
All right. So I know that Moises says that we need to find somebody who can drive in runs. The amount of runners left on base is not great. The reason why we're having that issue is that we have a lot of runners on base. And that's because we lead the league in hits. We don't lead the league in walks just because that's not what type of team we have. But when you get a lot of runners on base, you're going to no. Okay. All right, so that you're going to have a lot of runners on base. You're going to strand a lot of runners. And the Astros just have a hard time sometimes with just runners in scoring position. And with Alex Bregman kind of struggling this year, he's not the same Alex, the cocky SOB, the guy that's just going to go out there and just ruin everything. So until he wakes up and some other players start waking up, we're going to kind of struggle with runners left on base.
Right. Well, I mean, he was actually 2 for 5 today in the game. But I was going to share with you something that Jose Altuve said about the leadoff spot. He had his 5th leadoff home run of this year and the 19th of his career, I believe. It's actually different, he said, leading off. Sometimes you go out there and you swing at the first pitch, but sometimes I feel like I need to take pitches and let the boys see what the pitcher has. The main thing is trying to get on base. I have too many guys, too many good hitters behind me. Right now, I don't feel like I have to do a lot. Just get on base and they'll do the rest. It's going to be interesting to see. He said, I'm not really good at analytics and I always know what the team is going to do, but they always surprise me. There's a bunch of smart guys who are working day by day out to get the team the way they want it to. And I know they're going to do a good job with whatever they need to do. So
super dad today, I was watching two plays by my daughter. So I did not watch any of the game. I kind of saw the score announcement. So I know the Astros won. And a lot of people are saying that Bregman had two doubles today. I know that Altuve had the leadoff homer and Gurriel had three hits. Tucker had the big, I think I wouldn't say that Tucker had the big hit of the game because he kind of gave the Astros the early 3-1 lead or 4-1 lead, I think, at the time. So that was the kind of the big hit of the game. And I think that was the one that kind of put the Astros ahead of for the end. But Luis Garcia, this guy was sick. I don't know if they ever really said what happened with him.
They say he was coughing on the mound. I mean, they basically said he wasn't 100%. He kind of had his Michael Jordan Game 6 NBA Finals flu game, you know, his rendition of that, because Dusty Baker's like, he didn't have his best stuff. He still had 8 strikeouts. I mean, if this guy doesn't end up being selected to the All-Star team, it's going to be absolute criminal, and we need to press federal charges on whoever votes for this team, because he is definitely deserving. And I know someone who follows us said, oh, well, he's never pitched past 80 or 90 innings. He's going to start slowing down. He's going to start going 6-7 innings. He's not going to last as long.
He doesn't have a very complicated delivery. He has a very, he has a complicated delivery.
I was like, hold on. Yes, he does. It's like,
he doesn't have a very intense where it's just like, it's not, what's the word I'm trying to say? It's not very.
It's in control. Yes. Not right. When you look at someone like Anoli Paredes, who is just what I call just a live arm and a lot of free moving parts, it seems like, when he pitches, versus someone who's more controlled and tempoed like a Verlander, like Greinke. You know, McCullers is a little more violent when he pitches, you know what?
Boo Moises. All right. You're trying to predict the future already? Boo.
Hey, that's okay. Hey, they can be gung ho. They can be homers. Hey, at least someone else is getting accused of being a homer, not me. But
he says he can't wait till we get shut out.
Oh, to get shut out by. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he said that we were gonna. Oh, okay. Okay. Moises Coronado. That's cool, man. I'm glad the other team has fans, and I'm glad your fans are watching our show.
But Stanek had another rough outing today. I know he's had a couple good outings, but he had a rough outing today. But the Astros still maintained the lead. He gave up 2 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Brooks Raley had another good outing. His ERA is dropping down to 6.56. But Luis Garcia had to be on 76 pitches. This guy I can't say enough about this guy. Like you said, we were talking about this guy can't buy a win. Now he's got 5 straight wins. And I think we have the stats on our little sheet here. Where is it? His last 5 starts, he's 5-0 with a 1.82 ERA, a 0.93 whip, and 29 innings, 19 hits, 6 runs, 2 homers, 8 walks, 33 strikeouts, and a 5.30 opposing OPS. This guy is doing, I mean, every time this guy pitches, Chandler Rome's like, well, he doesn't have his best stuff today. And it's just,
is that
like,
your Chandler Rome impression? I love sort. It. That is awesome.
But he just always just goes out there and gets the job done. And this guy, a lot of people are like, when Lance McCullers comes back, why are you going to take this guy out of rotation?
You're not. You're going to have a – and so hey, I did this poll on our Twitter page, and last I checked, we were at 100 votes. But let me tell you the question that I posed. So those listening, if you're not on Twitter, I said, Luis Garcia is rolling, another solid outing. With that being said, what do you think happens once everyone is healthy on the staff? So here are your options. Odorizzi to the pen, Garcia to the pen, 6-man rotation in that 20-game stretch, or Urquidy to the pen. And 58% overwhelmingly say Odorizzi to the pen. Only 8% say Garcia to the pen. I think, and 6-man rotation was second with 31%. You could easily do a 6-man rotation and save arms. I don't see why you couldn't do that. what do you think, Eric? I think a six-man rotation in a stretch of games where you're going to be playing for 20 straight days, why wouldn't you do that?
You're going to have to get, as I said before, you're going to have to get Zach Greinke to buy in. And he is not, he's an old school guy. He's somebody that's not really going to buy into that situation. But I don't know. Maybe he will. But Garcia now on the year has a 2.75 ERA, 59 innings overall. And it's just hard to imagine that guy getting pushed to the bullpen. But he is not going to AAA, folks. This guy has done too much. He's not going to go to just stay stretched out. He is going to be the long man in a bullpen at least. He is not going down to AAA. That would be totally
He's here to stay. Right. Nobody's going anywhere. If anything, someone's going to the pen that wouldn't normally go to the pen. That would have to be Odorizzi, I think. Odorizzi would be the odd man out because, I'm sorry, he's done more bad than good. And, I mean, hey, he's a veteran, but veterans all the time go from starting roles to relieving roles. And who knows? Maybe that may be his spot. Maybe that may be his niche. Bring him in the third, fourth, or fifth inning, and he goes two or three innings, and he saves your bullpen, and he's actually solid. I mean, you don't know. But Garcia absolutely has to remain a starter. There's no way that he gets moved to the bullpen, especially after today's game. I don't see it. I don't mind a six-man rotation, but like you said, the creature of habit, the guru himself, the Zen master, Greinke, has to buy into it.
Yeah, and Johnny says that it would save innings for the playoffs. Yes, and I got criticized the other day for talking about the playoffs. So I don't know. I guess we got to talk about playoffs. But Tony asks, who replaced Aledmys Diaz? And nobody's really replaced him yet. It's going to be Michael Brantley, according to the talk. But they played with a player short for today's game. And you have that, we'll see how that works out, Cotton, or whatever that little meme is. But it worked out pretty good today. So the Astros beat the Blue Jays today 6-3. They took out 2 out of 3 games in Buffalo with that very interesting minor league ballpark. They're now 33-26 on the season. And the Astros are MLB best 23-15 against teams with a 500 record or better. Now, if we could just beat the teams that are below 500, like the Rangers, Tigers, and teams like that. So, but we're going to go ahead and take a deeper look at the matchup versus Red Sox. I believe that's our next opponent, but we have the off day tomorrow. So, we'll talk about that and more on tomorrow's podcast. And don't forget, you can always check out the Locked On Today podcast, get all the news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you with all the latest news in every major sport with the help of your local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast or on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. And don't forget to join us tomorrow with the Locked On Astros podcast. Go Astros, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.